Well, the thing about my dad, and this is what we are conveying in our presentation, is that he was such a people person. He just loved to be surrounded by people as much as possible.
Jamie Bernstein, daughter of the conductor and composer, teams up with three musicians for Late Night with Leonard Bernstein this Friday night at the Green Music Center's Weill Hall.
His idea of fun after hours was to be surrounded by pals or students or any convivial group that could cluster around the piano and play fun stuff or sing songs or share the fun of music.
The program blends stories, music, and multimedia to give a picture of the Bernstein that most people never saw.
I call it a guided tour inside my father's insomniac brain, because he could never sleep anyway, so he was always up for staying up.
She says the musical selections are eclectic, reflecting his taste.
When he went to the piano, he might play something of his own, but more likely he would play some ditty he loved from the radio when he was growing up, or something from pop music on the radio. It could be just about anything. His mind was like a lint collector. Everything got stuck in there, so he had access, instant access to all sorts of things.
Jamie Bernstein acts as narrator and is joined by soprano Amy Burton and John Musto and Michael Bariskin at the piano. She says it didn't have to be late at night for her father's mind to free associate.
In the hour before dinner, he might go to the piano and say, "Remember that Flintstones episode we saw last night and the music went like that?" Or he might talk about something that he was noticing in a Tchaikovsky symphony, because he was always teaching. This urge to communicate with everyone was behind every interaction that he had. So as his kids, we had this experience as well.
Late Night with Leonard Bernstein is at the Green Music Center this Friday night. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.